Once upon a time in sunny Spain, there was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand. All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and bump their heads together. Bulls like to bump their heads against things, and all these little bulls would run and jump and bump. All day long, they would run and jump and bump. But Ferdinand was different. He didn't like to bump his head like the other bulls. He spent his days at a favorite spot out in the pasture under a cork tree, where he would sit just quietly in the shade all day and smell the flowers. Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. Since he didn't run and jump and bump his head like the other little bulls, she was afraid he might be lonesome playing by himself. One day she said to him,
"Moo! Now, Ferdinand, why don't you play with all the other little bulls and bump your head?"
"I don't like to bump my head. I like it better here where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers."
"Well, Ferdinand, if that's what makes you happy, I see no harm in it. You may sit just quietly and enjoy the flowers and let the other little bulls run and jump and bump their heads."
As the years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew and grew until he was very big and very strong. And of course, all the other little bulls grew up to be big and strong, too. And they all lived together in the meadow. Now, when bulls grow up, there is one thing they all want to do. They want to fight at the bullfights. The biggest and bravest and strongest bulls in the land are brought to the bullfights, where they are put in the center of a big ring. People sit all around and watch while men go in the ring and fight the bull. Now, all the bulls in the meadow wanted to be picked to go to the bullfights. And one day, the men came to this particular meadow to pick out the biggest and bravest and strongest bull of them all to take with them. The men watched as the bulls ran and bumped their heads to show how strong they were.
"That looks like a strong one."
"Hey, look at that big one over there."
While all this was going on, Ferdinand, who didn't care about going to the bullfights, walked off to his favorite tree to sit down and smell the flowers. Do you know what happened when Ferdinand went to smell the flowers? He sat down on a bumblebee. And it hurt so much, he let go with a scream and started to run as if he were crazy. He put his head down, and without even looking where he was going, he ran right through a brick wall and kept right on going. The men said,
"This is the bull for us. He is the strongest, fastest bull in the whole world."
"Hooray! We have found the best bull in all the land for the bullfight. Bravo! Bravo! Bravo!"
And so they took Ferdinand, who really wasn't as mean and strong as they thought, and put him in a cart and went off to the city. The day of the big bullfight came. The band played while the bullfighters paraded into the main ring. All kinds of men came into the center ring. First came the bandoneros. Then came the picadors. And finally came the man they called the matador, the one who's to fight the bull all alone. Then came the bull. But you know who that was, don't you? Mm-hmm. It was Ferdinand. They called him Ferdinand the Fierce, and everyone was afraid of him. The matador, the man who was supposed to fight him all alone, he was scared stiff. But when Ferdinand ran out into the ring, did he put down his head and run and try to butt the matador in the stomach like everyone expected? He did not. Ferdinand walked over to some flowers that were growing in the grass, sat down, and smelled them. When the matador saw that Ferdinand refused to fight, then he wasn't scared. He was mad.
What's the matter with you, you crazy boy? Fight! Fight me! I'll make you mad! I'll make faces at you! Yeah! Fight! Why don't you fight?
Well, when Ferdinand absolutely refused to fight, there was nothing anyone could do. All the people who had come to watch went away. The men who had brought Ferdinand to the city put him in the cart and drove him back to his home. When he got there, Ferdinand jumped out of the cart and ran across the meadow to say hello to his mother, the cow.
Mm.
Then he went straight to his favorite cork tree. And for all I know, he is sitting there still, smelling the flowers just quietly. He is very happy.